Blog Talk Radio.
It is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister's open up to make you holler and scream?
Hey, yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high to happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Look, as we're going down, the sound totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes in there.
Believe me when I say being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets some drawn. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones who give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of late first. My mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to aid yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me through the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing, I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus one more. All four have a job to do. We doing it. Respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first cause I'm a L-A-Z-I-E.
Contact and in fact, the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I attack the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming, and I recite chapter and verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
Saturday, June 18, 2011, and it's 11 p.m., and guess what? It's ladies' night. Yes, the ladies are taking over the airwaves again. You got me, your girl, Eb. You got Alex, Lady Steele. Alex, you on the line?
I'm definitely here.
All right, all right, and that's what it is. I see we got some callers calling in already, but like I said, since it's ladies' night and we are in control, this is how we're going to do it. First, we're going to play our three throwbacks of the evening, chosen by our main host, Brooklyn Black, who can't be here this evening, but I'm sure he's listening in. What's up, Black? So, just to let you guys know, this is what it is, the ladies in control, Janet Jackson.
Yep.
This This is a story about control. My control. Control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. 'Cause it's all about control. And I've got lots of it.
Yeah.
All right, that was Janet Jackson and Control. I remember when this album came out, I think it was like 86, and the first single was What Have You Done For Me Lately, and I remember hearing it and saying, who, that sounds like, no, that can't be Janet, because that was something so far removed from what we were used to her doing. Alex, do you remember when this record came out?
I remember I was like 1 year old.
Oh, very funny. Well, yes, you know what? That's good, as long as you remember it. But Janet Jackson is definitely a pregame approved artist here. We definitely like her. So next up, Rhythm Nation.
Thank you.
just can't take it anymore. I have a job for you, Brooklyn Black. I know you're listening. I have a job for you. We need to know why the sound on some of these songs is just so horrible. Why it just plays smoothly during some parts, and then you got that staticky shit. Is it the file? Is it what you downloaded, Brooklyn Black? Or is it some blog talk bullshit? Is it an issue? Do we need to pay a little more for the premium services? I'm saying, just holler. Let us know what's up. I hate when things sound bad. Don't you?
Before you do that next time, warn me. I was about to hit a high note.
Well, look, do what you do. Do what you do. I definitely want to give a shout out to our special guest, Roxy Blue, who's in the building. We see you on the line. Hello. How are you? We'll be with you shortly. We got one more throwback. Let's hope that this sounds a little better. If not, Black, when I see you, head or gut. You definitely want to get punched in your head, head or gut. Maybe both. I think he deserves both, right? Head and gut, right? And then once he bends over, across the back with a pipe, right? Okay, that's what's in order. That's my
tonight. He should get one in a select body part, so.
Okay. All right, and with that being said, that's Alex's pleasure principle for the evening.
Oh, yay.
Running in your memory.
Jackson, the Pleasure Principal. And since it's Ladies' Night, I definitely want to give a shout-out to Janet for all the music she's done, for all the different ways she's reinvented herself. You got to definitely give her props. It was her Rhythm Nation mini movie epic video thing, thingamabob, that inspired so many others to get out there and step up their video game. So that's what it is, Janet Jackson, Pleasure Principal. All right, we have Tasha B. in the building.
Tasha, wow, that's
rare.
Hi, Tasha.
Tasha, hello. Tasha, you there? Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
All right, there we go. Yeah, I know I've been gone for a while. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
What's
poppin', good,
mama?
Now.
Man,
all right.
Crazy, but I'm back.
All right.
And what better
we
night than Ladies' Night? All
right, there you go. We also got our host, Brooklyn Black. He's live in the building, Black.
Yeah, yo, what's good? Ladies, what's up?
Yeah,
hey,
what's up, guys?
What's going on? You know, of course I couldn't be there tonight, but I'm holding down, you know, the spot to Ellis Ashbrook. I've been down in Brooklyn. So if you're in the area, come on through. I'll let you know. I'm looking forward to tonight. Got a real great show. I'm waiting to hear the replay and all that. Big shout out to Roxy Blue and Big Boy Management, who made it possible, you know. We worked and got everything done.
That's what it is.
Ass whip by Ab.
Right. Yes. Hello. Yes. Ass whip. Okay.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Brooklyn?
Wait, what happened?
You getting in the head and the gut, and then when you bend over, you're getting a pipe on your back. So just be prepared.
You're getting your ass beat.
Yeah, that was
back
gonna
of the head.
Ooh.
I think a skillet to the back of the head might really, like, knock him out, put him out,
damn,
give him some time to think about.
Skillet.
Yeah,
wow.
We got skillets up in here. Word up. We don't be playing.
This is
we
what
don't
happens when Ladies'
playing.
Night goes down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, ladies, we don't be playing that. But, all right, so listen, let's move on into You Need Your Ass Beat, all right? So, ladies, do you guys have anyone you believe needs their ass beat this week?
Why not?
Now, I
want
to give a shout out to the NFL player who went out to eat. Like, his name is Case right now. I had the link, but I don't have it in front of my face right now. But he went out to, like, Applebee's, something like that. Got a $27 bill and walked out. And then had the nerve to give police resistance when they stopped him. So he ended up getting arrested for that and still got to go to court and all this for a $27 bill.
Oh, my gosh. I can loan him that.
No, son. Come on, man. $27. It had to be, there had to be some kind of mistake.
No, it was $27, and he did the old, I'm going to go to the bathroom, went to the bathroom, came out and walked out the front door, street walking and things like
Was he by himself?
By himself. You know, and the restaurant, you know, they promptly called the police, you know, how they normally do. And the police wanted to stop him, and he had the nerve to, like, you know, give him problems and give him resistance.
Wow. Well, you know what? He
Yo,
definitely
this NFL
does
lockout is really hitting niggas, man.
Well, you know what? He, in a sense, he does need his ass beat, because think about it like this. You a big, brolic black nigga in a restaurant. You already brought mad attention to yourself, and they also said he watching you. So for you to even try a suck-ass move like that, like, I got to go to the bathroom, I'll be back. Son, come on. You could have came up with something better than that. You could have at least got on your cell phone and been like, oh, water broke? Really? And just threw down his fucking library card and just jetted or some shit like that. My wife's having a baby or some bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, son. They get excited. How you just get the fuck up and walk out? Unbelievable, yo. That shit is crazy. Right.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what he ordered that was $27 at Applebee's. Maybe he might have had a couple drinks and that was the alcohol stuff and that made him do that shit.
He wasn't doing the 2 for $20 deal. He got fancy.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. He got the 2 for $20. Because he's a big, brolic dude. He's a football player. Come on. One meal ain't enough. He got the 2 for $20. And he ordered a daiquiri. Word up. What else is $7 in it? That nigga ordered a daiquiri.
Another. Those real are people cool. That need to ask. I hate seeing big brolic dudes that order, like, strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah.
So if you a dude, man, and you ordering strawberry daiquiris, man, like,
God,
come on.
Pink rocks with flip-flops, for real. That's just not, that's, like,
come on. At least get a
don't have your pinky
you know
out on
saying?
Top
like,
of it.
You know, at least get a rum and coke, man. Like, what you getting a daiquiri for? Especially if there's no women with, like, I understand if you out with some, and, you know, daiquiris, that's the drink of choice, but come on. You shouldn't be going out with the homies and you getting strawberry daiquiris. Everybody got some whiskey and shit.
Shout out to all the dudes that's not afraid to call this program. Word
oh,
out. Shout out to those people. Word. Alex, you got anybody you believe needs to
oh,
their
man,
ass?
If you a man wearing Adidas with the teddy bears on them, you need your ass beat.
You're getting way too much time on ladies' night, okay?
I thought this was ladies' night. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, real talk, son.
Whoa,
why
okay,
you trying
okay,
to bogart?
Okay. All right. I'm getting up out of here.
If you're a radio show, listen. If you're a radio show host and you're a male and you're jumping in on ladies' night, you need to get your ass beat.
Yeah. Hold on. One, I can walk in my house when it's ladies' night, book club night, poetry night.
Okay. See, and now
why you
it's
still,
ladies'
you can
night,
walk in, but it doesn't mean that you won't
muted.
Be, you know, limping out.
You've been muted. No, he's been muted. I muted him. He's been muted. Do you think, ladies? Do you think he's ready? Do you think he's ready to talk like a gentleman now and behave? Oh, the nigga hung up. Shout out to Brooklyn Black for being
love
muted
you,
on his own show.
Yo, he
sorry, son.
Wow.
Yo. Look, it
y'all
is
know we're gonna hear this shit later, and I'm gonna laugh about it, right?
Guys can handle women with power.
Exactly, but you guys don't have to worry. He's gonna come in, and he's gonna come straight upstairs. But don't worry, I'm gonna be waiting for him. I'm gonna be waiting for him. I don't care.
Sitting
if he's
in the dark with a skillet.
I'm gonna be now. I'm gonna have the lights on because he still ain't gonna be able to see me. I'm gonna have the lights on. Real talk. All right, so I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little excited to hear from our special guest tonight, Roxy Blue. You know, we don't have female MCs come through here often. I don't know why. We ladies, we know you guys are out there. Call us up, 347-857-4302, you know, you live, pregame radio. Call us up. Send us your music. Let us know what's up. We know you out there. We want to hear from you. All right? So with that being said, I'm going to turn the show over to you ladies. I'm going to bring on Roxy Blue. And y'all want to do the damn thing. Roxy, you there?
I'm here.
All right, there it is, Roxy Blue, y'all.
Hey, everyone, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
I'm
fine. Roxy, how
you doing
tonight?
I'm good, thanks for asking.
Well, thank
how
you for coming
you?
On the show tonight.
I'm 23. I'm still young in my prime doing my thing.
And you're MC?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I mean, I read a little bit on you, and I see that you're a Miami native, but it's in New York?
Yeah, BX all day.
Oh, are you still there?
My thoughts exactly, but, you know, it's all love.
Sorry. Yes. Are you currently there still?
Yes, I am still here in the Bronx.
So what kind of, like, rap pop? Is it gangsta rap? Is it, like, that you...
You know, every woman has their, you know, their size that they like to transform into. I'm more of, you know, just calm and laid back, and whatever is on my mind, it could be from love to me wanting to hit somebody across their head with one of my stilettos or something. It depends on my mood, you know what I'm saying?
Now, are you one of those, like, MCs that do, like, start rapping and stuff? Or?
Excuse me?
So are you one of those female MCs that when you start, like, when we hear your track, do you still sound like a female or are you, like, all hard?
Yeah, I still sound like a female.
Okay. I assume that you gave us, like, some tracks to check out, right?
Yes, I actually sent in three tracks, three different sides of me, so you can get a different feel of who I am as an individual, who I am as an artist, and who I am just trying to bring to the whole scene, period.
Okay, well, I think it's definitely time to check out at least the first track and see if we get a feel for you. Ab, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Which one you want us to play first, Roxy?
I guess we can start off with Roxy's Revenge.
All right, all right. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere on pregame radio, Roxy Blue, Roxy's Revenge.
W-Win Productions, man, let's go.
All right. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. High spit bars, now your shit's revoked. And you bitches green,
yeah.
You're like flubber.
What?
And bitches on my pussy like I'm their mother.
Yep.
It used to be a team, now I'm on my own.
And
there's only one seat, I won't shut it strong.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya.
You
hoes so simp like a basic tee. And y'all stay on me, basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. Stay talking action, but y'all ain't verb. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd.
Uh-huh.
And I stay on the twilly,
yeah.
And y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight.
Nope.
So when I say blend, you better match the light.
Yeah.
You don't want to see me in your afterlife. I'll make you break fast like after night.
Yeah.
Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and
right.
I take my money
okay.
And bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flow so sweet, John couldn't pay another
dollar.
Who want to test a rap bitch from the gutter gutter? I ain't rocking blue melt peace like. I don't give a fuck and I keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Like the time of the month and I keep the flow.
Yeah.
Put them in a the race and I bet I blow.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bone.
Oh, man.
All right, all right, all right.
This is the time of the month, and I keep it flowing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something real quick. That was better than a couple of the dudes.
Thank you.
A couple of the dudes that then came through P-Game Radio, word up. Well, look,
thank you.
Talk to me and Alex. Let them do the interview. I'm here, though. Go ahead, y'all.
I have a question. I have, like, more of, like, a critique almost with your delivery. Like, I absolutely love your style, your delivery, but the only thing I'm going to ask, do you warm up before you go in the booth? Or, because it seemed to me, like, towards the end of the song, there was so much more emotion. It was like, you got so into it, like you transformed into another person on the mic. Was that what you were aiming for,
That was the whole climax of the whole song, because a lot of people don't think that I can actually, you know, switch it up on the track. So it was just like the whole surprise, like, oh wow, like that's when Brooklyn Black actually seen me perform that song live. Like I just did an acapella, and like it was people in the stage actually, like on in the crowd, just actually like cheering me on, like wow, she just really spit that acapella. So I guess it was just like more of a pow, like I can do this.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. I like how your emotion just developed throughout that song. Like it was kind of like, yeah, I'm rapping, I'm here, but yeah, now I'm gonna show you what I really like. I like that.
Thank you.
Am I back in?
Yeah.
Sorry, technical difficulties over here. Just record, your name is Raquelia Cox?
Yes.
Pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, it's Raquelia.
Okay. And before, because sometimes we run out of time, before we do go any further, can you tell people how they can reach you, Twitter, Facebook?
Everything is Roxy Blue, R-O-C-S-I-B-L-U-E. Just Google it and everything will just come up. You can find me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, bigboymanagement.com, the whole nine, just Roxy Blue.
Okay, cool. I definitely liked it, and I heard what Tasha B said, but I took it as like a slow build up, and I think you ended it like greatly.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely what's up. We have a another caller on the line. Last four digits, 0262. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Caller 0262, 347-0262. You're on live pregame radio, ladies' night.
Oh, my bad.
Hello.
I didn't even know I automatically came in.
Yeah,
what's going
what's
on?
Up. What's poppin'?
Hey,
who's missing? Where you calling from?
This is Shia, originally from Brooklyn, New York, in Florida right now.
Hey, that's
all right,
what's
all right. What's
there? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right.
I'm chilling.
All right, you rocking out with the ladies of pregame radio. How'd you like that track by our girl Roxy Boo, Roxy Revenge? How you like that?
I mean, something new is always something great. That's how I feel about it. I love seeing new artists come up, doing their thing and expressing themselves the way they know how, you know. And so I'm just basically saying it was a good look.
Thank you. That's what's up.
All right. Okay, so I think that's like, what, four thumbs up?
Hey.
All right.
It's doing
okay.
Good.
Yeah,
hey.
Right.
She's already
like,
damn.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all ready to get into the next song?
Yeah, let's hit track two.
Okay, Roxy, what track you want to hear next?
I think my show should be the next track. That shows the softer side of me and the more sexual side, you know, sex sells. But, you know, it's the girly side of me.
All right, that was good. So here it is, y'all. My show, Roxy.
Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the bus, picking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoes. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few 20s. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes after this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Roxy's a little freak, huh?
Welcome to my show.
All right.
Make
only
one avatar. I like that.
Oh, hey, little daddy. Welcome to my... All right. Only one thing, though.
Okay.
And you might not like it. But there is a Nicki Minaj-ish sound going on.
Boo, yeah. I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so. I mean, like, every female has a little playful side of them, so it's not like you can really base that off of one individual. as a person. I don't feel that.
Well, this is Evan. I got to be honest with you, and I hope you don't get offended by this, because this is a good thing for you. But real talk, a lot of strippers are going to make good money off of that song like this. I'm telling you, listen to me, hear me out. No disrespect, hear me out. While I'm listening to the song, I'm seeing the video in my head. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing boys making good money off your song. Real cool.
I mean, we all got to eat, though. I'm doing it for the ladies, so it's only right. Word up. Okay. You guys got any questions? I have a question. Go ahead. I want to ask you, Wafi, who are your musical influences? You know, we haven't gotten into that. Who's influenced you?
I'm a big Wayne fan. I like his versatility. Like, I've been watching him from when he was wearing Reeboks, and now he's rocking out the whole rock and roll scene. So, like, him as a artist, he's just transformed into something that's, like, just immaculate. Like, I watch him a lot. And also Eve, like, she's missing in the game. Like, when she was out, it's like you could, like, Love is Blind. It's like so many little things that she said that you can actually connect to. So, like, those two people, I think, definitely got it in my heart.
Okay, that's what's up. Another thing I wanted to ask was, how did you first get introduced to hip hop? Do you remember, like, how this all got started for you? What made you want to be
a kid? Actually, I do. My dad passed away when I was, like, 11. And, like, I wasn't really a talker. Like, I'll sit and observe everything. And I remember having a black and white composition book till I have to this day that I could just twit pick. And, like, I just wrote, like, you could see me talking about when I'm 12-year-old sitting on the school bus, like, ready to go home. Like, these teachers are getting on my nerves, like, how I miss my father. It's just a lot. But that was, like, my best friend, my composition book. So that's how I got introduced. And ever since then, like, I didn't really pursue it until, like, I moved up to New York and actually was exposed to, like, Big Boy Management. Like, they took me under their wing heavy and been pushing me ever since. Shout out to LP and shout out to Tish and everybody else on the Big Boy Management team. But that's basically how it got started and created, and here I am today.
Well, for one, I want to give shout out to your dad 15 minutes early for Father's Day.
God bless. Thank you.
And I really like what you're doing. Like, it's a nice positive movement. Like, the style that you got, I do like. I hear a lot of Southern in there, that Miami, I hear that Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm saying? Like, I lived in the South a good portion of my life, like most of my life, so I'm really in tune with that, so I really appreciated that.
That's what's up.
Ask as well, too, like, do you have more influence from, like, Southern rappers or, like, on the New York scene, or?
Not really, like, from the New York standpoint of view, I think Remy got it. She's cool. I like her. She's real hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And more in the South, I think Jackie O, like, she was more of the, like, hardcore side of Miami. And so is Trina. Like, I did listen to, I mean, we were in the skating ring and they're playing Pull Over That Ass Too Fat in a skating ring. So, I mean, they definitely got it. So, yeah, shout out to Trina and Jackie O.
What are, like, the top three tracks in your iPod? Like, no matter what, if you get a laptop, iPod, whatever, they're always going to be there.
I definitely think number one would be off of Lil Wayne's No Ceilings, Throw It in a Bag. Number two is definitely Joe Budden got it with part three of his whole little sequel going on. And number three would definitely be my show. My Roxy Boo.
I love that. So love it.
Great question.
Roxy, let me ask you a question. Where do you see yourself, like, you know, 5 years from now? What is Roxy Blue going to be doing? Where are we going to be seeing her at? What are you going to be doing? What's the movement you're working towards right now?
All right, 5 years from now, I'm in school, you know what I'm saying, working on my bachelor's in accounting. So hopefully I'll be owning my own business, definitely be owning my own business. And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully on tour in Nicki Minaj is taking her place. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for her to sit down and, you know, let us do it. You know what I'm saying? But I just want everybody to actually hear my words and feel my words and actually respect. I love it when I'm in the club and I hear my music. Shout out to DJ Astro, DJ Cartier, God. Like, I love that. It feels so good. And it's like all my hard work and these little checks that I'm due receiving, like all that goes into studio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my management team again. Like, they do help me as much as they can. But, you know, like, to see your blood, sweat, and tears actually in play, it's just like, it's a beautiful thing. So hopefully I'm on a big stage and everybody knowing my songs and seeing me and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I want to reiterate that you just took a shot at Nicki Minaj. Yes, she's coming for you. I see Boosie. Yeah, I don't know if you're people listening.
She's here first on
Freaking
Radio.
That. She's coming for Nicki. I'm waiting on it.
That's what's up.
So we got the bomb, the explosive third track coming.
Yes.
Okay.
M.O.B. M.O.B., this is actually the remix featuring my brother, D. Dave. Y'all go check him out at D. Dave, at D underscore Dave. Basically, M.O.B. is money over bullshit, money over boys, and money over bitches. So it's like coming from every aspect that you could possibly think of. And this is like one of my, like, the original version, I didn't really like. I actually wrote that song like a year before I actually did the remix. So, like, I just seen the growth in between my music. So it's just like, I actually love this track. This is like one of my favorite tracks.
All right. So y'all ready for this?
Yep.
Here
bring
it is.
On.
It's Roxy. Mob. Here it is.
Yo. D. Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue.
Get
him. Yo. I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck this brat, you bitches.
Yeah.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm about my money, I can show you play by play. I get hit by the rolling. Benji stays on my tail. I sip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M.O.B. My money's over boys.
Yep.
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M.O.B. My money's over boys.
Not me.
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
M.O.B. No, it's M.O.E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred, I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now, you can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work with no money like oversized stripping.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rock, we got these niggas back. We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect. But we winning, y'all keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best. Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet. I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good life.
Take a look at me, this what money look like.
M.O.B. My money's over boys.
Yep.
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M.O.B. My money's over boys.
What?
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
All right, there it is.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, you pregame approved.
Hey.
I'm sorry. You know what? Wait a minute. No disrespect to my co-host, Alex, Tasha B. I apologize. I'm just
no.
saying.
No, I concur. So,
that's cool. Because not only as a female, but not only one of your tracks, not two of your tracks, but all three of your tracks. And there's a lot of tracks that come through here where we be like, maybe. We don't like the second one as much as the first one. But
we'll argue about it outside of the show. Like, are you serious?
I see you callers on the line. If you want to get in on this conversation or you just want to comment or say what's up to our special guest, Roxy Boo, please press 1 so you can put your hand up so I can see you, so I can click on you, so you can be a part of the show. It's Free Game Radio. You're live, 347-857-4302. Is it after 12? Not yet? Okay, I want to shout out all my daddies. All right?
We definitely got to get a freestyle out of Roxy, though. We can't let her leave without a freestyle.
Oh, that's no doubt. I was going to let y'all finish, you know, with the interview and everything. We're going to get that out of her before she bounces, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Real
now, cool. That last OB, I don't know what it's going to be, but there has to be a dance that goes to it. I don't know, but some things, I'll work on it, and I'll send you the footage. But,
That's what's up. I'm down for that.
Yeah, I see a little shoulder hunch thing type thing. That's what's up.
Have a Moby contest on YouTube and shit.
Yeah, I think I'll definitely tell my manager something about that.
That's right. That's a great way to... Yeah.
So you have a
YouTube
channel?
That's a good way to get this music out there.
That's a shot.
Roxy?
Did you say, excuse me?
Do you have a YouTube channel? Any videos? Or
yeah,
you just
everything,
audio,
yeah,
like...
everything is Roxy Blue. Also, I'm on Quality TV, so y'all make sure, and that's a big name, so y'all make sure y'all go check him out, too. Like, a lot of my footage and my shows and my performances are actually there. And Big Boy Management. I mean, if you just Google me, I mean, you'll see everything that comes up. So, I mean, you just sit there a few hours and be entertained.
All right, that's what's up. We got a caller from, hold on a second, Alex, from the 347 area, last 4 digits, 6015. You're on the line with the ladies of Pregame Radio. Tell us where you are and who you are, where you calling from.
I'm calling from the Bronx. I'm actually COO, Big Boy Management.
Hey!
Hi, Alex.
Good.
You're going on killing Pregame Radio right now. That's how you do it, baby.
I've been approved,
that's
man.
You've been approved. You need Lego. I already knew you were
going to
get
approved.
Hi, ladies.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually headed downtown, Voodoo Lounge, with the rest of the Big Boy Management crew.
Okay. That's what's up. All
right,
so you just called it in and shout Roxy out real quick.
Yes, you can definitely find more about Roxy Blue at Roxy Blue Twitter. You can definitely Facebook her, R-O-S-C-I-B-L-U-E. You can definitely get at me at Big Boy Management. That's BIGG2GBOYMGMT. At Sign Before That Twitter and definitely Facebook. And I'm over at SexCenter321. You can get out of all of us. You'll find everything about Roxy Blue, all of us and her house.
All right, that's what's up, okay? And if you guys didn't get that information, you'll definitely find it on the Pregame Radio page sometime after we end the show, okay? But actually, thank you so much for calling in and supporting your artist. She is the greatest. You heard? I know if you have any more females in your stable, you bring it up, you grooming them, bring them through the show.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Mo Butter. Yes.
over the looks, and you definitely got to hit Black up, you know, with the specifics. You know, he does that part of the show, and we could definitely have her back, and it doesn't have to, we could definitely have her on, and it doesn't have to be a ladies' night. It could be any night, you know?
Thank you so much, and Black knows I have four artists, DJ, Luke, Duke Vegas, Mo Butter, and Roxy Blue, and we'll definitely be pre-gaming it again with you guys.
Thank you so much for calling.
I'm the first big boy management artist to be approved, though. That's what's up.
Yeah, I like that. I'm about to take some shots for you, boo.
That's what's up.
All right, definitely. Look, take a shot for me, too. I'm baby pain.
For me.
All right.
Love you, Roxy.
All right,
I'm
Ashley.
To everybody, you're cool. All right. Love you.
That's what's up. All right.
All right, peace.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, Roxy, I have a question. I was looking at your bio, too, a little earlier, and it mentioned a boyfriend by the name of Jit that was influential.
Oh,
are you
man.
Guys still together? Even if you're not together, do you still collaborate music-wise? I mean, what's the deal with that?
Man.
You know, we got to know.
Shout out to him, though. We've been together for 6 years. We're not together anymore. That was over. As soon as I moved to New York, that was over with. But, you know, I do have someone special in my life right now that's actually, you know what I'm saying, exceeding that position that someone once held. So it's all good.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Let me ask you, too. What made you move to the Bronx, from Florida to the Bronx? Was it, like, you know, your family moved or you left out on your own?
It was a family move, and we just had to, you know, we're a small family, so we just had to stick together.
Right. Do you still have family in the Bronx?
In New York? You mean in Florida?
Yeah,
in the Bronx. You still have, you're in the Bronx, so do you still have family as well?
I do actually still have people in Miami, so I just left from down there actually Memorial Day weekend, and I did have a blast, fell asleep on the beach, and, you know, just enjoyed the scenery that New York can't imitate.
Yeah, that's right. Those blue waters, I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to go ahead and say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are listening.
Yeah,
like,
happy Father's Day. Oh, yes, peace. And peace to all the dads that aren't dads, and I say that with my brother in mind, who is not a dad, but who has been a dad to his nieces and nephews. We appreciate you, and we love you, Uncle Bernie, even though you hung up because we muted you, but it's all right.
Even the daddies, let's call them daddy.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to everybody filling that role.
Definitely. I don't know who has the TV in the background. Could you turn it down just like we did? Just a little bit. We're getting a little feedback here. And being that we have less than an hour of the show, before we let Roxy Blue go, you know it's customary that you do a freestyle before you leave. No music, no nothing, just you.
All right.
Can we get that sound out of the background before she starts to spit? No, I don't want her to be interrupted.
Yeah, who TV is that? Mute it for just a second.
Oh, whoever, people that didn't mute their phone.
Nah,
are they quiet?
It's just us on the line, we'll quick wait before we let you freestyle, Roxy. We have a caller, 347, last four digits 7167. You're on the line with Roxy Blue and the ladies of Pregame Radio. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, yo, Roxy, what's good? It's your boy Uno.
Hey, what's going on?
Caller from the Bronx.
That's what's good. What's
going on? I hear you up there busting it down, man.
I'm trying.
doing your thing. That's what's up, man. I wanted to give you a shout out. You doing your thing, Big Boy Management. I'll be paying out Voodoo every now and then. Keep it
what
rocking,
you
mean?
That's an every weekend thing. That's every Saturday, right?
Yeah, man. Consistently.
What?
Right. Okay, is that another label mate?
Nah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling and supporting.
Sounds like we got our airways clear.
I know, finally.
Wait a minute. Okay,
yeah, that was bugging the crap out of me.
Okay, here we go. All right. Roxy, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, the stage is yours.
All right, let's see. There's a morgue in my pocket. Check my purse if you want to. I call Fab the director, but I host the funerals. Don't mean to be a racist against my own kind, but I don't give a fuck. Now it was dead white folks on my mind. Cars on deck, bitch. Guess what I'm dealing? I'm a beast. I'm a monster. Fuck a villain. I get jiggy like I'm 2 G's, and I spit on the track, and they be like, who's she? It's Roxy Blue, bitch. Yes, I am me. Won't no other bitch even dare and test me with a pen and a loose leaf. Snacking on bitches like an apple. But I'm macking these niggas like a nerd, so I'm a Mac Pro. Get it? I will fuck up your fitted. My niggas push wigs back like toupees. Now who's with it? I'm a southern bitch, so my slang a little different. Bro, heat to the apple. Gee golly, sweet feelings. Yeah, and it's me, bitch.
Wow.
Right,
you know
apple.
What?
No, you brought heat to the apple. I'm feeling it. Yo,
that was definitely fire, and I'm glad I finally met somebody that says bitch as much as I do.
That's my name. Like, anytime I call my manager, LP always answers the phone, Roxy Blue, and if I don't say bitch, then he knows something's
right.
Wrong. Like,
real game. I'm so glad.
You have to come back on the show, baby girl.
Anytime y'all ready, man, I'm here doing my thing.
We need you back to go along with the guys.
All right, I could do that.
They need
the host of the show is on the line. I guess he wants to speak with you, Roxy.
Oh, he's back.
Oh,
now.
Man.
He's
cool.
Got some
coverage.
He's
going to
be speaking like a gentleman.
Yo, why y'all treating me like a stepchild, man?
You know, you're stepfather, like you're the godparent, the uncle today. You know that's what you're doing today, but you know.
But yes, I want to give a shout out to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day, all the mothers who do the daddy role.
Wait.
Big shout out to y'all. Is Roxy pregame approved or what? Like, let me know. Did I
pregame approved? Are you serious?
Son. She just bumped about 3 dudes off the mixtape. You hear me? No, maybe about 5. She done bumped about 5 dudes off the mixtape. We ain't going to have room for all, and they going to have to go. All 3 of her songs, son. All 3. Okay?
Wow.
And her freestyle was so ill. Like, it was her 3 tracks, and then her freestyle was ill. Like,
son.
Oh, wow.
Real talk. Two nights in a row we had people come up with the freestyles and just tear that shit up. Yo, son, you really missed it. You're going to have to download the show.
Yeah,
you know, it's a good thing. I want to give a shout out to all the ladies who are down the building who are holding it down, you know, who are doing the damn thing for pregame radio. I want to thank y'all, and I appreciate it to the fullest. It is ladies' night. I said my piece. I'm getting up out of here. Y'all already know. Hit me up on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. Follow the show, pregame_radio. Roxy Blue has hit up the mentors for the show heavy, so everybody follow that. Call us up, you know. Request her music, man, so we can keep playing.
Word
of course, you don't always get spins on pregame radio, so of course y'all do that. Hit up the site pregameradio.ning.com, and I'm out of here, man. I'm here rocking this Ellis Ashwood event. They got the album release party and all of that going down tonight, so that's what I'm here doing. I miss y'all, ladies. I'm going to see y'all on Friday, and that's what we're doing the whole Michael Jackson tribute night. So send me y'all submission for your favorite MJ tracks to play. So we're going to get into it and all of that.
Ow. You see how easy that was this time? He was so nice, and he was in a timely fashion. Said his piece and without no lingering.
That was much more appropriate, right?
Yeah. See, but a little muted good for you. Muting is good. Muting
and
is good.
And we need you to keep him in check like that more often.
Real talk.
I got something for Roxy.
Yeah, y'all still talking.
Yeah.
Y'all
definitely. What the hell?
I definitely want to thank Roxy, though, for coming through and blessing pregame radio.
I
want to
thank y'all. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
Roxy,
real
I got
talk.
Something
shout
to say,
to
Mama.
You.
I don't want you to think this the wrong way at all. But if I don't see you doing big shit within the next year, I am personally going to come to the Bronx and find you and drag you into every A&R's office and say, look, why is she not signed, bitch? Like,
that's what's
real talk.
Mama, you got
I mean, where can we catch you at? Are you performing? You doing shows?
Oh, man. Yes. Dang, I can't even think of this right now. But every first Monday, I'm at Sapphire Lounge, which is in the city, Money Making Mondays. Every second Wednesday, I think third Wednesday, I'm in D.C. Every fourth, it's like every week. So if y'all just go to Big Boy Man and just follow me on Twitter, and I mean, I'll keep everyone updated on everything. So just do that for me.
Yeah, I want to come check you in D.C. because I'm in VA right now, so that's the move I'm gonna make.
Mm-hmm. Well, we in New York, so we definitely, it'd be nice to catch you at the Sapphire Lounge, you say, right?
Yes.
Every first Monday, right?
Every first Monday, Money Making Mondays.
Okay. That's definitely what's up. Well, I'm so glad that you came through. And please, you know that pregame radio was on Fridays at 11 and Saturdays. We need you to call in. Listen, look, we need you to call in when these corny-ass dudes be up here and they be talking shit. I want you to just call in and just be like, that. And you ain't even got to say shit else. You can hang up if you want.
You know, once you see that 305 number, you already know what it is.
But we just going to let you get up there and do what you going to do, and that'll be that. You really don't understand how pleased I am that you came through, because we've all been telling Black for the longest that, you know, it's always the fellas, and we appreciate you guys out there doing your thing, but we know that there's chicks out there, and we want to give y'all some shine, we want to give y'all some play, we want y'all to be heard just as much as these underground cats too. We want y'all to be able to come out from underground and get international, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
I really want to thank you for coming through. And your label mate, I think Ashley was saying she got somebody else. Listen, have her send Black the information so we could definitely get her on the show. And real talk, mess around, and we'll just have a ladies' night and the ladies, from Big Boy Management, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Really, because I feel what Tasha B is saying. I would be real disappointed if I, didn't hear you on somebody's shit or somebody trying to, get on, get a mixtape with you or do a song with you or what have you. And get at who you want to get at. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no fake boy. Get at all these other boys. You from what I see and from what I'm hearing, you're an MC. You're a rapper. Other chicks is just brands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they're a brand. They're not a musician like that. You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I appreciate what you're doing. Real talk.
Thank you.
Actually, a rap showcase coming up here in New York City that you should probably check out. I'll send Black the information to send to you, but it's definitely a good look.
I'll definitely be looking into that.
Well, real talk. So,
music.
Once again, we want to definitely thank you. We want to play a little bit more music and then come back and do a little bit more ladies' night chit-chat. We're going to do what ladies do, and we're going to talk about, I guess, some fellas. How about that? We can talk about, listen,
and
that's always,
a hot topic is the fellas, right?
Yeah.
Come on, right? So check this one out. This is one of my favorites. Love So Cold pregame radio ladies night. Check it out.
I remember meeting you for the first time. I felt the same feeling spitting my first rhyme. You was there, me and you in the worst time. Now you calling me these names for the third time. Get a life, I'm a lame and a bird, right? I ain't messing with you, baby, that's the third strike. You keep bopping, I'ma keep rocking. Playing beats day, day like a meat market. I'm a player, you had me ready to settle down. Put the drugs in the shelf, put the metal down. We were supposed to move in, but you backed out. Now I'm on the air, mad in the trap out. Laying down, Smoky Valley out the last sound. Think about you all night till I passed out. Still smell your perfume on my pillowcase. Through the plume of smoke, I still see your face.
Girl, you just like my favorite weed. I just think about you all the time. About you all the time. I call you every hour on the dial. Cause I can't get you out of my mind. Get you out of my mind. Fantasize about the freaky things you do and how I used to beat it up from behind. Beat it up from behind. And now we ain't together. I thought it was forever. Your love's so cold. I'm glad I got a sweater.
We don't even talk, let alone listen. Only affection is gone, baby, the love missing. I don't see the baby. Your mom's sick and crazy. Whatever happened to the days when it was all great. When I wake up, see my cute girl. Now I wake up, cold to a new world. I don't even really pray, cause I'm getting high. And I'm drinking brown water, mom's getting right. You gave me a chance, I gave you a try. I saved your life when you tried to commit suicide. Now I just smoke, and you sniff coke. Laying back in your bed, missing the kid's stroke. So you call him, but he ain't worth it. Girl, it ain't worth it, but this ain't worth it. So you call him, but he ain't worth it. Girl, it ain't worth it, but this ain't worth it.
Girl, you just like my favorite weed. I just think about you all the time. About you all the time. I call you every hour on the dial. Cause I can't get you out of my mind. Can't get you out of my mind. Fantasize about the freaky things you do and how I used to beat it up from behind. Beat it up from behind. And now we ain't together. I thought it was forever. Your love's so cold. I'm glad I got a sweater.
Yes, yes, yes. My lady, are we there?
Yes, we are.
Alex, Tasha B. I'm here, Tasha B's in the building.
Okay, so who's talking in the background?
Who the hell is that in the background?
Okay, hello? Okay, hello? Okay, all right. It was another caller, and I just muted them, so there it is.
Sorry, caller.
But, I think this was a very good evening music-wise as far as our special guest. I mean, Roxy Blue really came in, and, you know, I real talk, I'm like, oh, he done got somebody. She probably corny. You know what I'm saying? He got some chick, he knew from upstate, and he just wanted to give us some play because they went to junior high together. You know what I'm saying? But I was pleasantly surprised. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As well, and, like, real talk, like you said, we need to sit down and have a discussion because there's going to be, like, we're going to have to really sort through all of these pregame approved artists. And really cut it down to who's really going to make that mixtape.
Oh, yeah,
because
as it stands right now, it's like reggae. It's like a bootleg reggae CD with like 100 tracks.
Yeah. You know what? You are so right about that because I was thinking about that last week when I'm like, first of all, almost, if you think about it, almost every artist, you would say 9 out of 10 artists are pregame approved. So, real talk, how are we going to have all of these people on the mixtape? Now, I suggested to Black that maybe we do a double mixtape, a double CD, right? Because if we really want to try and have all of everybody from a year's worth of pregame approved artists, even if we cut away, you know, the track, we're still going to have a significant amount of people. You know what I mean? We're still going to have
The beginning of the year. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
you start off from January. This is the 6 month period. You cut it off. And then we review the artists that we already have on the roster and contact all those artists and then have a best of the best and narrow it down to 20 tracks or whatever the case may be.
That sounds like a good idea.
We can't get in touch with the artists. That should automatically bump them anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but we got to keep it tight.
Yeah, and because what I wanted to, besides, you know, everybody having their little slot, I said it would be nice that since we, since it's mandatory that everyone do a freestyle at the end, that for the mixtape, everybody got to do a freestyle for the mixtape. It ain't no going back in. It ain't no tweaking that shit. It ain't none of that shit. When it's your turn on the mic, you up next, it's your turn to go bow.
Well, honestly, we're going to also have to up the ante on the freestyles as well and, like, make it so that just so that we know it's a freestyle, they're going to have to talk about something or indicate somehow that we know that it's off the top, like either point one of something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I don't want these freestyles to be some written crap they had since 2009. Nah, like, I need you to come fresh.
Yeah, or like, they dead man's rhyme, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, because I know niggas that have done that shit. So, yeah, they're going to have to include some type of current event. And either they're going to have to include a current event or include pregame radio. Real talk.
How about we don't let them know until the last minute? Real talk.
Or
give
them a topic, let them go in.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Last minute, you got your topic. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a real freestyle. I don't want you to have time to write nothing down. I need everything coming straight off the top of the dome. Because if you can't deliver a freestyle, then you don't need to be on the mixtape.
True indeed. And you know what? A lot of cats are going to eliminate themselves. They going to do the work for us.
Yeah, we ain't got to
do
all
the
work. We get the freestyles first, get the freestyles before we even make the mixtape, and then whoever drop out, well, guess what? You're not on the mixtape now. Sorry.
Real cool.
There we go.
Yep, so we
definitely going to have to,
Brooklyn, when you leave it to us, everything is okay.
Exactly. And we cutting the fat. We cutting the fat off the back of this bullshit. Real tour. We ain't going to have your homies. We know those your homies from back in the day and so on and so forth, but they can't cut the mustard and they don't make the mixtape. And that's all because whatever it is, it's going to be representing pregame radio, and we definitely don't want no cornballs repping pregame radio, period.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay? Chick or dude, no corniness. And from hearing Roxy Boo, I hope a lot of you dudes was listening just now. That was a chick. And she done shitted on a couple of y'all. I'm not going to name no names.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to put the spotlight.
Don't make me start naming names because I don't have no shame knowing that.
Look, it's Father's Day, and we don't know which one of them is a father. We want them to enjoy their Father's Day.
Hey,
you know,
well, guess what? You know, I mean, it's Father's Day, but that ain't got nothing to do with you as an artist. If you suck as an artist, you can still be a great dad, but she came in her throat.
Oh, y'all.
Jesus. No shame. Let's move on to the topic.
Real talk, y'all. A lot of y'all will be having some hurt feelings out here. Word up. Y'all are so lucky that Ladies Night is not more often. But I want to take a break real quick. I just want to hear, I'm looking here at the menu, and apparently Roxy did a drop for the show. So let's take a second and check that out.
Yeah. Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. That's
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl.
Sorry, y'all. Yeah, I like that. I like Roxy. I'm sorry.
I think you just wanted to hear your name spelled out again.
Look, it's all
That's
But it's all good. We definitely going to have her come back. She's going to have to do a drop. She's going to have to do a couple of drops for pregame radio.
We need to do our own drop. How about that? Like,
you know what? You know what? I was thinking about that, and I was like, I wonder why. I mean, think about it, because why is it that Black has everybody mentioning him? He got Sherry Johnson. Hi, it's that girl, Sherry Johnson. I'm not feeling with my boy. But come on, why we don't have, you know what I'm saying, a Tasha B drop, a Lady Steele specific drop. And
exactly,
you know
all these dudes that call
exactly.
up and they shouting out Black.
Word up, exactly. So we need to go up there. And we're going to have that done. You know what, ladies? I say that we have our drop done and ready for preview for next week's pregame radio. What do y'all think?
All right.
Yes.
I think we could definitely have that done. So listen, anything in particular you guys want to hear, anything you feeling tonight, and I'm so hoping we got it here on the menu. Anything?
You know what I'm ready for? We had on there, but I know we don't have that Sade joint, Baby Father. That's my song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo. We don't have that, and I like that song.
I love that joint. I was listening to it earlier today, like, damn, I'm going to play this for my kid when he gets older. Like, this is it.
Yeah, that's definitely
shout out to my dad and my son's father. You know, y'all doing the best with whatever y'all got. Shout out to my dad, Charles, my son's father, Michael. Thank you for everything to both of you guys.
That's what's up. Shout out to my daughter's father, Prem. You know, we fight like cats and dogs, but I will say nothing comes between you and your little girl. I definitely give you a shout out. And to my boy's father, thank you for being an asshole, because you know what? Everybody has a place in this world. Thank you for that.
How about do we have Nas, Daddy's Little Girl?
By Nikki D, right? That would have been so hot, see? And that's another thing. We're going to have to start giving him a flavor, because he is so, he thinks he knows the mind of a woman. He thinks he knows what a woman wants to hear and shit. I mean, the nigga got Joe Public Live and Learn up here. What the fuck is that about? I'm going to have to delete that shit. I don't know how, but I'm going to figure it out.
Wait,
I'm
going to
figure it out. Joe Public Live and Learn. You got to live and learn. Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good throwback.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, still, we're gonna give that one to you. That can be yours.
I mean, but not appropriate tonight. But it's still a good classic.
Classic throwback, way. All right, come on, you guys can't think of anything. You know what? I got something.
Well, I mean, we don't know what you got sitting in front of you, so we're gonna try.
Like
everything
we think of,
you know what? I got a whole bunch of Brooklyn Black bullshit. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to type up a list of all the songs myself. I'm going to just make a little quick Word document. And sometime this week, I'm going to send it to you in an email. And you guys get back to me about what we need to get rid of and what we need to add the fuck on. But in the meantime, I'm sure y'all going to appreciate this. MC Light, Lighter Than Rock.
I am the light. L-Y-L-L-Y-T-E. I am the light.
Do you understand the metaphoric phrase light as a rock? It's explaining how heavy the young lady is. You know what I'm saying, King?
Yes, my brother. But I would consider light as a rock a simile because of the usage of the word as. And now, directly from the planet of Brooklyn, MC Light as a rock.
Must I say it again? I said it before. Move out the way when I'm coming through the door. Me, heavy, as light as a rock. Guys watch, even some of the girls clock. Step back, it ain't that type of party. No reply if you ain't somebody. Get out my face, you don't want to hear no more. If you hate rejection, don't try to score. First base, you ain't got what it takes. Your smile, your wink, your big face play. You're so pathetic, you make my stomach turn. You beg, you borrow, now you have to learn. I am the light. L-Y-L-L-Y-T-E. a boulder, rolling down your neck, pounding on your shoulders. Never shall I be in a sea called a wannabe. I am the light, L-Y-T. This is the way it is, don't ever forget. Hear the rhyme, someone else, and you know they've been all in the way, just little obstacles. Chew them up, spit them out, just like popsicles. Brothers out of my way, we're not on the same wavelength. I show stability, potential, and strength. On the other hand, you are weak and unruly. Can never be a spot, you're just a plain stupid. I am the light. I'm a slave to the rhythm. Death rhymes on the microphone is what I'm giving. Yes, I am a rock and you are just a pebble. Milk turn up the bass and rock are just a level. Cause a rap can paint 1,000 words and I can paint 1,000,000. Wait, light is capable of painting up 1,000,000,000 raps. And when I say it, this is what I mean. 4002 and the alliance on the scene. And I like to say what's up to my producer, King of Chill. Party people, are you ready? Jam if you will. Never underestimate Light DMC. I am a rapper who is here to make things the way they're meant to be. The word ultimate, I'm here to take the title. But I had a little trouble, a hard my rubber. But I got rid of those who tried to rock me. Light is here, no one can stop me. I am the light. We also have hip-hoppers that follow. By the tone of my voice, you can tell I am a scholar. I'm also the leader of the hip-hop followers. Now get this, I'm at a gym and I'm rocking it. Stuck is like a checkerboard, red, black, and clocking it. The graces I ease across the stage, bars around the audience, sort of like a cage. They laugh, cause they assume I'm in prison, but in reality, they're locked in. Once again, I'll state that I can't be stopped, cause yo, I am as light as rock.
There it is, MC Light, Light as a Rock. Was y'all appreciating that?
Definitely.
Real talk.
Sounds good, Trey.
I was in here doing the Running Man and a little bit of everything else. I realized that the reset is like the baby of the Running Man.
My heart is kind of pumping a little fast right now.
Let me tell you, you give me enough drinks, I'll bust the Running Man out in the club.
I bust the Running Man
out last week in a club out here in VA. They was like, yo, get busy.
It was crazy.
I went, it's hot.
It's hot up here in New York. How's the weather down there?
Yo, you know what? Like, today was hot, but the humidity is so nice. Like, the past couple of days, y'all wore a cardigan sweater the other day, long sleeves.
Wow.
Like, it's been cool out here, breeze blowing, like sitting outside at night just chilling, like it's nothing. Like,
yeah.
One night I actually froze my ass to death, like last week, so.
Oh,
weather's
yeah,
pretty nice, I can't complain.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
well, we
get
Richmond,
top,
PA, for, you know, like, let me call y'all home for a while.
Yeah, no doubt.
I gotta come back to Brooklyn, though. I'll be there within a month.
Oh, look, everybody always got to come home to Brooklyn at some point.
Damn, right.
We'll be waiting. Y'all just got to turn that temperature down
before I get up there because it's too damn hot.
Well, you crazy. The temperature is about to turn up.
It's definitely supposed to get hotter. It's definitely supposed to get hotter. But
I'm going to try to
tell
y'all just
with, if y'all, we just had some. It's been raining, like, every day, right? And then the sun will come out.
That's what we were getting down here, too, so.
The rain makes it hotter until so afterwards.
Yeah, that humidity. The humidity, yeah.
Exactly. So wrap that hair up, slick it back, do what you put that wig on, do what you're going to do. But
hey, y'all know, I didn't go natural, baby. Fuck the humidity.
All right, if y'all was definitely hyped off of that, I know y'all about to get hyped off of this. This is my dude. Shout out to him. He'd have been 40 years old. Tupac, the God.
Oh, my husband.
Rest in power, wherever you are. This one's for you.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check. Cause no base. Brother majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it, baby. Got a problem saying bye bye? Just another habit of a fly guy. Your ass why don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. You wanna see me, try to keep it.
get around. Still down with the underground clown. And round and go, I get around. Yeah. Hey, yo, son. Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Maybe I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I guess.
What's up, love? How you doing? All right. Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your home girl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I was? See, weekends was made for Michelob, but it's a Monday, my day, so just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown, we can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Twist in the hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, water lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the goofy bit, the truth, I told a lie. You think the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy, cause I only got one night in town. Break out. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Definitely Pac, loving him as Yo, always.
That just reminded me of this crazy night I had in South Carolina. First of all, let me give a shout out to the spot I was at, the Cotton Club in Williston, South Carolina, and shout out to Club Maybach because I was bringing my Maybach models out there. That's in Orangeburg, South Carolina. We went out, you know what I'm saying, to the Cotton Club to do a little appearance out there and chill or whatever. Came in, got a bottle. And I happened to look up at the pool table, and there was a guy standing over there. And for a second, I thought I was just really drunk. But it turns out this dude, when I say looks just like Tupac back in the day, I mean, he had the bandana on. He had his nose pierced. I mean, they could have been identical twins. So to this day, I'm still kind of like questioning whether or not that was really Pac, and he was hiding out in this little town called Williston, South Carolina. Like, I mean, when I say Tupac from head to toe, same complexion, same smile, same nose ring, same bandana, same eyebrows, like, it was crazy. So, Lady Steel Mama, you can find him in Williston. That's where he's hiding out at. So go get your husband.
Found him last year at my divorce party. It was Halloween. And I'm like a stalker. I could not take my eyes off of him. He had the brown leather vest thingy on with, like, no shirt on underneath, the white bandana, the nose rings, even, like, the fake tats. Like, I was in awe.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Tupac is living through, like, you know, God rest his soul, but he's living through, like, the hearts and the memories of everybody out here. Like, Tupac has such a great influence on hip-hop, and he's never going to be forgotten.
I mean, they know, like, so many Tupac lookalikes running around for the biopic. They actually, like, had a website dedicated, like, an open casting call for all of them to try out.
Well, I need to call that
well,
guy.
Well, let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think about this guy? I haven't even really read it because I'm like, nah, it's bullshit. I think he's just looking for attention. But what about this guy that is claiming that he was the one that shot and killed Tupac, and it was some kind of, he was paid by some kind of gang or some shit like that. What did y'all hear about that? What do y'all think about that?
I heard vaguely about it. Like, me and Brooklyn Black were talking about it. Matter of fact, this was earlier yesterday. And, I mean, my question is this. If all of your stuff is true, what he's saying is true, why the hell are you talking now? What made you want to speak now? Like,
well, what happened is this one, he didn't say that he shot and killed him. And he didn't even say that he shot him.
Okay, huh? the first time Tupac got shot when he was coming out of the elevator.
Yeah, but he didn't say that he shot him. He said that he was hired to rob him. He never said that he's the one that shot him. He just said that he had his part in the robbery. And his reasoning for talking. Huh?
But why speak up now? That's my question. Why now?
Because his reason for talking is because the guy that he says hired him, I guess pretty much tried to say that he's an informant. And so he's like, no, he's not. First off, he's serving a life sentence, and he is trying to shave time. So he, I guess, is just spilling what little he can. But,
okay.
He didn't say that he shot him. He just said, like, no, this dude is the one that hired me to rob him. And if anybody has followed that story closely, like, everybody knew that he was behind it, like, for the most part. He wasn't supposed to get shot. I mean, they were trying to rob him. Back in the day, like, most New York City rappers, or even if you weren't a New York City rapper, as long as you were on our turf, like, there was street taxes to be paid. And a lot of them would do it. Pac wasn't trying to do that. And so when they ran up on him, it was to rob him, and he wasn't trying to get punked. So that's when they drew the gun. It was more so like a, I'm going to teach you a lesson type thing that just got out of control.
Right.
That was his thing with Biggie and Diddy as far as why he always fingered them. That's why the blood, because he's like, you know who did it. You knew who was behind it, and you don't warn me.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. I could
but
understand
even
that.
So, I think Biggie actually knew. I think Biggie knew, but I don't think Biggie knew.
Mhm. Well, my question is, do you guys believe him?
I think, you know what? I think he may have. To me, it seems like the only logical reason to do that would be more or less to imply also that, listen, if this nigga hired me to rob him. To rob Pac, would it be so far-fetched to believe that he'd hire a nigga to kill him?
But it was only him. It wasn't only him that was in that robbery.
And he was involved in the robbery, right.
But I wonder if other people are going to come forward at this point, you know what I'm saying, to say they either had a hand in doing it or if there's going to be a backlash on his side as far as his appeal. He gets his appeal and gets his life sentence to, you know, revoke, like, and he gets out, what's going to happen to him? Or him being in prison still,
he's not going to get his license, like, revoked. Like, he's in there on a murder for hire, ironically, right now.
See,
he's not going to get it revoked.
That.
Oh, wow.
The timing, see, I got to agree with you, Tasha. The timing is like, why? Why, after all this time, are you just now coming forth? Because if you're saying that you were hired to rob him, so you're talking about an incident that occurred before he even was shot that time and killed the last time.
And my thing is that it has nothing to do with the reason why he's in prison right now. So why present this information now? If you're incarcerated for being hired to kill someone else, why are you bringing up this information? It's not beneficial to your case at all. It's not going to help your appeal. So what are you doing?
Exactly. And how much time you think I'm going to reduce it? Because you serve
time
life. What you want to get off? 10, 15 years? It doesn't make a difference. You know how old you want to be if you even make it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that maybe he's trying to imply that whoever that person was that hired him hired another nigga to finally off-pop.
Maybe his conscience is getting to him, and he knows something that he really won't say. He won't. He probably knows more than he's saying, but his conscience is starting to get to him. Because
he knows.
I know a lot of people who've done hard time, and your conscience eats on you, and a lot of shit comes out that you normally wouldn't say if you were out here in the rest of the world with us.
I'm sure it's not his conscience. If it was his conscience, he would have spilled it all. He's using it as, like, game. He's putting little bits out there.
I'm not sure, because, you know, when my conscience eats at me, sometimes I still don't spill all the beans. Like, I'll throw you some hints and be like, all right, you a dumbass if you don't figure the rest of this out. And that may be what he's doing. You never know. Like, I don't know. I don't know
right.
his motive.
Right.
I don't know.
And that's the thing. What's the motive? What's the purpose? Because I can't see him, like you said, benefiting in any form or fashion from coming up with decades-old information that, like you said, is not even related to what he's in prison for now.
Yes.
And it's not even related to Tupac getting killed. So unless you're trying to say that the person that hired you, he hired someone else. You know what I'm saying? He hired someone else
to get back at this dude that hired him, Jimmy Henchman. He's notorious. Like, if you look these people up, they are notorious. Like, the music industry has drastically changed because, like, the gangsters used to have their hand in that stuff, like, a lot more than they do now. Everything is, like, really corporate. But it's more so, like, a payback type thing, but he's not going all the way.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just curious to see how this turns out. Like, even though I know a polygraph test can't be used in the court, I want him to take a barefoot polygraph test. And the reason why I say barefoot is because if you put, like, a stick pin under your foot when you take one, it changes your stress levels. They never know if you're lying. I want a barefoot polygraph test. Just to see. I'm just curious. Like, I know it's not going to hold up in court, but I'm curious. Kind of like Mari, you know, when they do the lie detector test. I'm like that right now. I want to really know.
I mean, even his mom, even Tupac's mom said, like, she's not surprised. This is stuff that she already knew. This is, like, everything, like I said, everything that he said has already been put out there.
Right. So, once again, it falls back to the original question. Why are you even involved with father right now?
Yep,
why are you
even
involved?
Dude, this dude, Jimmy Henchman, that's why I say you got to look into it a little further. Like, he tried to throw dirt on his name. Calling him an informant, whatever the case may be, that's, I'm sure, like, the worst thing you want to have on you while you're incarcerated for life. And so
exactly.
He's trying to, like, pin stuff on him. It's just a back-and-forth thing. And he's in trouble with the feds right now himself, this guy that he's implicating.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
well,
all right, so what you're saying is that Jimmy Henchman had some issues coming up recently, and to throw the heat off of himself, he threw it on this guy, so this guy decided to out him.
I guess it went something somewhat like that.
Okay. I don't know.
Well,
I'm going to go do my research, and maybe next ladies' night or whenever the next time we on air together, we can talk about this again.
Yeah.
Cause I want to delve more into this because I'm curious.
I'm wondering what he's trying to get at as well. And if he is trying to implicate Jimmy the Henchman, then why won't he just come flat out and just say it was that nigga who did that
exactly.
shit, and I'm kind of interested in what, I'm kind of wondering why Jimmy
will try to play the game, and a lot of the times, you know, they may think that they're going to pull one card and they won't give up the whole deck, and they hope that they pull one.
But my thing is, if Jimmy Henchman is so notorious, and you're doing life in prison already, and you're worried about being an informant, don't you think that Jimmy Henchman has niggas that could take you out in prison? So, like, it's kind of like, what is it? Is him being an informant that detrimental to himself, that being, you know, word that he's an informant? But now we know for a fact that he's snitching on Jimmy Henchman, basically. So, you know, which one is worse, being an informant or snitching on Jimmy Henchman, and this guy already has a notorious background for having niggas outed? What's going to happen to this guy now?
He can't really do anything because he's in trouble with the feds himself.
I mean, he can't
and,
do anything himself, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have connections in prison that can take care of it. Because I don't care who you are.
Like,
if you're that notorious, you got connects.
Maybe
the that's
dude
very
just feel
true,
like
but how
ain't got
see what it looks
at this point.
He just this letter, and now something happens to him. It wouldn't look too good for Jimmy, now would it?
Yeah, it wouldn't look too good for him, but at the end of the day, if Jimmy's going to go down, he's going to go down. And if this dude is really trying to pin
his
stuff on
the letter said as well. Like, that's what I said. I'll send you the articles, and you can read into it, and it's subject to interpretation, I guess. But
yeah, definitely. Let's start with that.
Yeah,
well,
please, because this is crazy.
Before we end the evening, we have about 10 minutes left live on Free Game Radio, ladies. Now, yeah, it went by kind of quick, right? I want to definitely give a shout-out to Baltimore Sun, who just recently had his album released last week. And I've been instructed to play a track. So here it is, Baltimore Sun.
The American way.
Yeah, America. Okay, real talk. So, yes, but once again, I want to thank you ladies for being here on the show and interviewing our illustrious guest, Roxy. Okay,
Miss Roxy,
definitely, yes, yes, she definitely is pregame.
And to reiterate, it's Roxy, R-O-C-S-I, not an X, y'all.
Yeah,
okay,
Roxy
that's what
Blue.
It is. That's what it is.
And
she's
coming for
so
Nikki.
Fellas,
I'm not going to forget that. I'm holding her to that.
Yo, real talk. You know what? And it's not that I'm a Nicki Minaj hater per se. I just can't appreciate her style of music. I just can't. I don't see her as an artist. I see her more as an idea in some nigga's head of how he could get some money by exploiting, a woman's shape, her figure, and not her actual what she's doing. You dig? So because real
it's simple. Sometimes I listen to Nicki and I just straight get confused because I don't know where she's going with her lyrics. I think she honestly could be a better lyricist, but you know, of course, you know when you're in the industry, sometimes you got to shut up and do what they tell you to do, and I think that's what it is, and I would love to see her come and be her real self. Or if that's her real self, you know, more power to you. It's making you money.
Yeah, well, you know what? That may be her real self, but that ain't the real music, and you're right, she could come better. She could lyrically, she could, you know, definitely come with some shit to be like, oh, did you hear what she just said? Not laughing because, oh, what kind of fucking cartoon voice is this bitch doing now? I mean, I understand it's a gimmick. You got to differentiate yourself from the other chicks that's out there. But real talk right now, it's really not that many out there. And not that you can't be different, but you don't have to be extreme like that with sacrificing lyrical content, real talk, just for, you know, a couple of old, come on, because that's basically what she's doing, you know? And being a New York chick, a Queen chick, I'm a little shocked and surprised myself, you know? So, real talk. But we got 4 minutes left in the game with you. I think, ladies, I'm just going to rock out with some music.
Before you do that, can I give a couple more Father's Day shout-outs real quick?
Oh, yes, definitely. Please do.
All right. First, like I said, shout out to my dad, Charles, my son's father, Michael. Thank y'all for everything. I want to give a couple shout outs to a couple important guys in my life who are also fathers. Keelan, you know, I appreciate everything you do for me right now. Shout out to you for being a great dad to your son and your daughter. Shout out to Maurice from South Carolina. You know, you're doing a great job with both of your sons. And to my best friend, you know what I'm saying, from back in the day, from when I was a youngin', Devin, shout out to you and your baby girl, Chelsea. You're doing a tremendous job with her. Like, to all the amazing fathers out there, like, oh, man, I thank y'all so much. Because any man can father child, but to be a daddy and be there, that takes a real man. So I appreciate that.
Well, Tyrus, you got any last-minute shout-outs?
Sure. I guess shout-out to my dad. And shout out to my blog, www.rantofsteel.com, and Twitter at Lady Steel. I mean, yeah, my stuff is rocky, but yeah. Shout out to me. Happy Father's Day to me, and those are my babies. Again, the blog is www.rantofsteel.com, and Twitter is at Lady Steel, facebook.com/LadySteel0730.
I can't even say nothing.
All that said, listen, if you want to shout me out, go to Black Page and look for Ebonea Hayes Logan. That's all I can tell you. Twitter, you can follow me. I'll follow you back, but I'm really not up there like that. I definitely want to give a shout out to my pops, too, who just came back from Las Vegas. He didn't come with any winnings, but, hey, Pop, next time. So I definitely want to give a shout out to my homeboy. Real talk, I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Reggie down there raising his 4 kids and his wife 3, which makes it 7. You your pop, son. That's you, son. That's all you. I definitely want to give another shout out to my homeboy Tank, who just became a daddy of a baby girl. Congratulations. And, yeah, you didn't tell me, but guess what? I still love you anyway. And shout out to all the granddads, because granddads don't get no pop. Shout out to all the granddads.
This National Grandparents
like
Day.
But you know what? The granddad stepped up in the role of the dad, too. Real talk. My granddad, he stepped up. When my dad wasn't there, my granddad stepped up. You know, so rest in power to him. Shout out to the granddad. And no, it's not Grandparents Day, but the granddads deserve some respect. Those are the first pop-pops.
Yeah, that's what I called my grandfather, pop-pops.
Oh, shit, 90 seconds in pre-game radio. Once again, thank you, ladies. Thank you, pre-game radio. Thank you, listeners. Happy Father's Day. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Roxy Blue for coming up here and blowing some of these corny-ass dudes out of the water. I'm going to end this real quick with Bahamasia. For ladies
oh,
night.
Jesus, that's a throwback.
Oh, and follow me on Twitter at The Real Tasha B. At The Real Tasha B. Follow me, y'all.
There you go.
When they pump it in the Jeep, it's going to rock right. In the streets, it's going to rock right. At a show, it's going to rock right.
Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Illidale side. Live like my 93 shit funk vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master like sick with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Rap way back at the plat was super bad disco. Used to do the beat to Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend. Ho, you remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect go to a vet money. SK, Liz on pause delay. You see Jewel D rock ride the Claude Fade. Reach from the bottom, discombobble overlay. Jerome was the break if you was digging in the crate.
When they pump it in the juice, it's gonna rock right. In the juice, it's gonna rock right. At a show, it's gonna rock right. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in the juice, it's gonna rock right. In the juice, it's gonna rock right. At a show, it's gonna rock right.
The youngsters be making cruise pop. Divine beings got the truth down in hip hop. Man called Lux flipping on the boombox. Bad props, the ruggedness, lyrical terrorists. Funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the Knicks, news of being jazz fresh. Easing back and let the hit ya. Rubble town mixture. Murder with the hypnotic groove girl. Back to back, ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. West still represent KD. Where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebels of pain and dice roar.